Fusion. The International Science Radio Show.
We have a bouncer and the doors of perception.
The good, the bad, the ugly.
It gets pretty exciting.
The myth, the truth.
Toxicology.
Astro-seismology.
Magnetism, the dark side.
Genetically engineered potatoes.
Planetoid.
Planetoid.
I love that word.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of Diffusion, the international science show that deals with the scientific issues you want to hear about. Coming to you this week, live across Sydney on 2SCR 107.3 during Radiothon. I'm Mark West and joining me today we have Vanessa Gardos.
Hello.
Tilly Berlin.
Hi.
Chris Stewart.
Hello to everyone in Radiothon land.
And Katrina Allen will be joining us from New York. So I'll be your guide as we dare to go where other science shows dare not. This week here at 2SCR, we are celebrating Radiothon. So if you like our stories, you're a long-time Diffusion or 2SCR fan, or simply want the chance to win some pretty awesome prizes, why don't you call in and subscribe on 9514 9500.
What was that number again?
That number again, 9514 9500.
Fantastic.
And remember to tell the lovely people on the Switch that Diffusion sent you. Every subscriber gets a Spunk Collection CD, keyring, magazine subscription, and you'll go into the draw for a $6,000 holiday to Thailand and Vietnam.
Ooh,
that's not bad. There's so many other prizes. Like, that's a big one. Well, we wouldn't want that one, but there's just so many. We'll be talking a bit more about the prizes later on.
That's right. We're also going to be talking today about possibly the greatest living scientist in the world, Stephen Hawking. We're also going to hear about the dangers of showering. Usually I like to counter these dangers myself by trying to shower with someone else, so I'm interested to hear what Katrina has to say.
I thought your usual plan was just not to bathe.
Well, I bathed this morning for Radiothon. So anyway, so sit back whilst we provide you with plenty of entertainment, scientific facts and frolics, and many good reasons not to flick over to Alan Jones or Lawsy. So first up, here is our scientific news reporter, Vanessa Gardos, with what's been happening in the scientific world.
Most animals don't generally have much use for their own waste products. In fact, we humans have to spend big bucks collecting and treating our own sewage. One aquatic species, however, the Gulf toadfish, has found a novel way to reuse its own excrement. According to a new study, the animal cloaks itself in its own waste to hide from predators. A long-standing puzzle has been why the Gulf toadfish excretes urea as well as ammonia. Most fish dispose of their waste simply in the form of ammonia, which diffuses easily into the surrounding water. But the toadfish seems to release a mixture of urea as well as ammonia. John Barrimo, an evolutionary physiologist at Portland State University in Oregon, and his colleague, marine biologist Patrick Walsh of the University of Ottawa in Canada, wanted to find out whether the urea somehow helps the toadfish avoid one of its deadliest predators, the grey snapper. To answer this question, the researchers placed a grey snapper in a tank housing a hollow plastic pipe that served as an artificial toadfish shelter. The team then added either urea, ammonia or a urea-ammonia mix near the shelter. Each of the three compounds attracted the snapper to the shelter and caused it to attack a clay toadfish inside. But the urea and the urea-ammonia mixture were only half as successful at attracting the snapper as the ammonia alone. It was reported in the Journal of Experimental Biology. The findings suggest that urea somehow masks the smell of the ammonia the toadfish also excrete. Excreting ammonia alone is too dangerous from a predator perspective, and excreting urea alone is too expensive. So the toadfish's strategy appears to be a trade-off between energy conservation and survival. Are blue-eyed women the most attractive? Well, they appear to be, at least to blue-eyed men. It seems that cobalt-eyed men are more attracted to sapphire-eyed women than any other eye colour, according to a study by Bruno Leng and colleagues from the University of Tromsø in Norway. In a recent study, male and female students were asked to rate the facial attractiveness of portraits on a computer. The pictures were close-up images of young adult faces unfamiliar to the participants. The eye colour of each portrait was changed as well, so each student viewed both a blue and brown-eyed version of the same picture. On the whole, blue-eyed men found blue-eyed women to be more attractive than brown-eyed women. While this was interesting enough, the research team went on to suggest that this may have an evolutionary explanation. Not only do blue-eyed men seem to find blue-eyed women more attractive, but there may be an unconscious adaptation for the detection of paternity based on eye colour. It all comes down to simple genetics. The brown eye form of the eye colour gene, or allele, is dominant, whereas the blue eye allele is recessive. This means that if both parents have blue eyes, the children will have blue eyes as well. Therefore, if a child born to two blue-eyed parents doesn't have blue eyes, the blue-eyed father cannot possibly be the biological father, and he has just a little reason to be suspicious. It is then evolutionarily reasonable to expect that a man would be more attracted to a woman displaying a trait that could increase his paternal confidence and enhance the likelihood that he could uncover his partner's infidelity. The study doesn't mention what happens to people with eyes other than blue or brown. Maybe there's another project in that.
Over 300 2SER volunteers search Sydney's underbelly and scour the globe to bring you cutting-edge music, culture and news programs 24 hours a day.
But until we figure out how to spin gold from their feverish dedication, we still have running costs and need to keep our studios operational.
To keep bringing you programs as diverse as your interests and our volunteers' imaginations, we need your support.
Subscribe now. Call 9514 9500 or at 2ser.com.
Thanks, Vanessa, for that. I notice you're the only one in here with blue eyes.
Very true.
It is true. Anyway, you're listening to 2SER during Radiothon. Ring up and subscribe on 9514 9500. It's in your scientific interests. This money helps to keep independent, unbiased and accessible shows like this one on air, which is hopefully encouraging you to get into science and science communication. But if these noble reasons don't get you, we've got a bunch of daily prizes to give away.
That's right. The daily prize list for Thursday, the 26th of October. That's today, right? Over to Tilly, our prize girl. What are the prizes today?
Oh, there's so many prizes. There's CD packs from Low Transit Industries, EMI, Fuse and the Red Label. There's $50 voucher from Tidal Record Store. Vanessa?
What else is there? There's double passes to the Great Wall of China exhibition at the Powerhouse Museum.
That's a little bit sciencey.
That is a little bit sciencey.
They must have used science to build a wall. I mean, you know, it's a big wall.
Well, it was a long time ago. Did they have science all the way back then?
In China? Yeah.
Of course. Sure. What else can you win? You can get subscriptions to New Matilda and The Monthly, CDs from Remote Control Records, Hustle, Shock, Stomp, Due Process and Foreign Dub, and limited edition compilation CDs from Feral Media. So a whole lot of stuff you can get there.
So many prizes, though. How much does it cost, Mark?
Well, it costs $33 if you're a student.
Only $33?
Only $33.
Bargain!
$55 otherwise, and $110 if you are passionate.
And that number again, 9514-9500. Give us a call. Give us a call. Mention Diffusion. That way we actually get extra gold stars on the chart.
Yeah. We have a lot of gold stars already, but we're always looking for more.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk a little bit of science now.
That's a good idea. It's a science show.
It's a science show. Let's talk a little bit about Stephen Hawking, because his story is absolutely amazing. He has battled one of the most debilitating inflictions known to mankind, been confined to a wheelchair with very little ability to move his bottle at all, been divorced once with another in the pipeline, run, or more accurately, wheeled, off with his nurse, and allegedly been beaten by his second wife. But despite all this, he's regarded as mankind's greatest living scientist and one of the most influential ever. Here we report on the technology that this man must surround himself in order to communicate and to simply survive.
Push me, and then just touch me, till I can get my satisfaction.
Stephen Hawking is possibly the greatest physicist of the last century, and arguably one of the most influential ever. His list of achievements is enviable, and what makes them even more astounding is that many of his accomplishments have been achieved whilst he has been suffering from a debilitating form of motor neuron disease. Amyotrophic lateral sclerosis is a progressive and ultimately fatal neuromuscular disease. But despite enduring this difficulty, he has over 184 scientific publications, including a best-selling book, A Brief History of Time. This week, we're going to look not at this man's achievements, but at some of the cool technologies he uses to communicate. Most people have heard Hawking's distinctive computerized voice.
Inflation is now generally accepted as the best explanation for the isotropy and flatness of the universe.
its prediction of an early scale free spectrum of fluctuations has been spectacularly confirmed by recent observations of the microwave background.
He lost the ability to talk when he was forced to have a tracheostomy in 1985 following severe pneumonia. He communicates using a computer system with batteries based under his wheelchair, as because he is quite a busy man and always moving from place to place, it cannot be powered by direct connection to mains power. His computer can also be powered directly off his wheelchair motor battery. The screen is mounted on the arm of his wheelchair and is powered by a Centrino Pentium M 1.5 GHz chip. The chair has an inbuilt wireless system that allows him to access the internet throughout his home and office. In areas where wireless internet is not available, Intel manage a mobile phone account so that Hawking can dial into the Cambridge server from anywhere in the world via a Nokia laptop phone card. Initially, Hawking spelled out words letter by letter by raising his eyebrows when someone pointed to the right letter on a spelling card. This was a pretty tedious task. These days, however, Hawking uses a program called Equalizer, written by Words Plus Inc., to write and talk. A cursor moves across the top of the screen, which can be stopped by Hawking by pressing a switch in his hand. Words are printed on the bottom part of the screen, and when the cursor moves to an appropriate point, Hawking can press the switch and choose a word. In this way, he selects words and creates sentences. Using this method, he can communicate about 15 words a minute. The computer can also be directly connected to a telephone socket to make phone calls. When his sentence is finalized, he sends it to a speech synthesizer built by Speech Plus that creates the strange American-accented computerized voice that we all know. He writes equations using a program called TEX, which translates his inputs into symbols and prints them out. Using this technique, he also writes lectures, papers, and books. Hawking can also operate his wheelchair by using an infrared blink switch clipped onto his glasses. By scrunching up his right cheek, he is able to talk and compose papers. That's a very arduous task. Recently, Hawking has upgraded his computer to Windows XP, which was difficult as Equalizer was written many years before for the DOS operating system. However, Intel funded the upgrade to XP and the rewriting of the whole Words Plus program. One of the other cool things that Hawking uses is a universally programmable infrared remote control connected directly to his computer system. This enables him to operate many of the electronic items in his home, such as televisions, DVD players and CD players. He can also open doors and operate lights throughout his home and workplace with the use of a radio-controlled device. Throughout the new Cambridge Centre for Mathematical Sciences, he will be able to get around the building virtually unaided. However, possibly the coolest thing that Hawking has done is be on The Simpsons, not just once, but a number of times.
I don't like your tone.
If you are looking for trouble, you found it.
Just try me, you...
No!
Check out Hawking's homepage at www.hawking.org.uk for more information about his work and his disability.
Hardcore, it started like a bore, ending up on the floor.
A report there on Stephen Hawking and his technological world with a bit of Benny Benassi and Data Rock in the background. Good songs. Now, don't forget we're in the middle of a radiothon here, so give us a call and subscribe up on 9514 9500, just like Wayne Gordon did from Clifton. He's just renewed his subscription. Where
word
is
up,
Clifton
word
anyway?
Up, Wayne.
Thanks, Wayne.
We don't even know Wayne.
That's amazing.
Like, that's a first for us.
Yeah,
someone calls in and we don't even know him.
I'm still waiting for Mum to call.
This is your mother here, Wayne.
Well, yes, we have plenty of prizes on offer for anybody who wants to call in and subscribe. It's quite cheap for students. It's cheap anyway, actually. But what are some of the major prizes that are going this week?
The major prizes. Well, I think one of the best major prizes is a trip to Bangkok and Cambodia from Intrepid Travel. It's valued at over $6,000. So that's a pretty good reason there alone just
to
subscribe.
Damn, I'm going to subscribe.
There's only that's one so of them, so there's a lot of people competing for that prize, but it'd
that's
be a nice
great.
One.
But there's others.
Absolutely. There's Hopscotch DVD packs worth over $1,600. Hopscotch are always the coolest films, like the films that are released at Dendy and those sort of things.
Yeah.
I can't, like, Vanessa, do you remember...
I seem to remember Somersault. That things like Somersault and Ginderbine and
all the cool
those kind of.
That's a heck of a prize pack then.
There that's is. Really, and also good. Darlinghurst Theatre Gold Pass, a season double pass to every production at the Darlinghurst Theatre Company. That's worth over $1,300.
And same. what does it cost to call in?
Well, I'm glad you asked me. It really costs you. It'll cost you the cost of a local call, depending on your plan, to call us. Right. But the number, 9514-9500, $33 for students, $55 otherwise, $110 if you are passionate.
Oh. And why wouldn't you be passionate with prizes like these ones that we've told you about?
Supporting independent radio.
And I just wanted to mention, supporting independent radio, I mean, you'll be supporting the kind of stories that we've done on Diffusion over the last year. We did a quick straw poll of what the favourite stories from the last year have been for Diffusion members. We came up with the story that we did about nose picking.
That was a good one.
You wouldn't hear that on Robin Williams' science show.
That broke boundaries.
Recently, we had Do Ducks Quacks Echo, and we found out that, yes, they bloody well do.
Yeah, the important questions.
Thank you very much. We had The Science of Speed Dating. When we decided important. To get really serious, we did an interview a while back with one of the Australian Nobel laureates from last year, where we just went straight through all the science and asked him, what is he going to wear to the presentation ceremony in Stockholm? So you can get that kind of quality science programming only on 2SER, but you've got to call up.
What's that number again?
9514-9500. Now, look, I'm actually going to go off and get my subscription now, maybe a passionate one. So in the meantime, let's listen to a really good song for our old-time producer, Chris. She Blinded Me With Signs.
I can't believe I'm the only person who remembers when this came out originally.
Blinded Me With Science by Thomas Dolby here on 2SER at 20 past 9 across Sydney. Now, we're doing Radiothon here, so remember to give us a call on 9514-9500 if you're interested in subscribing. You can subscribe as a concession.
What do you mean if?
Well,
of course they're interested.
Of course they're interested. When?
It's just a matter of getting up and getting to the phone. It's so far away. Get up, people. Go and do it now.
Well, this is true. Now, you can subscribe as a concession. You can subscribe as a standard, but you can also subscribe as an artist or a business, and there are special prizes for such people.
There are. If you decide to subscribe your entire business, you get a whole lot of great prizes. You can get $50 worth of Voodoo coffee. Now, that's going to feed your whole company for a little while there with coffee.
At least 5 minutes.
Yeah, well,
you know. I would be encouraging most of Australia's big science organisations to subscribe and mention Diffusion.
Mm. Absolutely. Mm. You can also get a 2SER radio campaign valued at $2,000, so you can get a whole sponsorship campaign on our station, 2SER 107.3.
Nice. While you're hyped up on coffee.
Yeah.
And if you subscribe as an artist, you can win an afters course to the value of $500. You can win Metro Screen courses, Big Jesus Burger studio hire. Ah, oh, it's all stations go.
Why isn't there a register as a scientist prize draw?
Yeah, I think we've found a gap.
I think so. Like you could win, you know, time on the Australia telescope. You know, scanning mm-hmm. scanning the skies for stuff that looks cool. Finding aliens.
Yeah, you could win a segment on Today Tonight, testing, you know, ridiculous things and what sort of bacterial level. Yeah. Everyone loves that. You get to put on your lab coat and your glasses.
You could get invited to the Diffusion Science Show drinks.
I think there's a niche here. There's a niche that needs to be filled. We'll be talking to management.
You'll see it in next year's Radiothon.
Yes, it's very niche anyway. But speaking of Diffusion Science Show drinks, and a nice segue into showers. Did you ever think...
Sorry, no, it wasn't.
You might need to explain that a little bit more.
No, let's not.
What happens at drinks evenings, stay on drinks evenings. Now, did you ever think taking your morning shower might be the riskiest part of your day? Our New York correspondent, Katrina Allen, tells us of the dangers you face in your humble shower.
Just how dangerous is your morning shower? I love the moment when I first step under the hot water spray. It doesn't matter how stressed I am at having to go to work, I come out of the shower feeling loose and relaxed. But why is a shower so relaxing? One reason may be chloroform. Yes, chloroform, that anesthetic from the turn of the last century. Carbon molecules from your skin or from plant or animal matter in the tap water can combine with the chlorine used to sterilize drinking water to form CHCl3, chloroform. The fine spray from your shower head allows you to breathe in chloroform vapour and your skin directly absorbs more. Your hot shower is literally gassing you into relaxation. Chloroform is no longer used as an anaesthetic, as it has been found to cause heart attacks in people and kidney and liver tumours in animals. But bad as it is, it's not the only chemical toxin you can pick up from your shower water. Chlorine and bromine contaminants create a plethora of potentially carcinogenic compounds. But the danger does not stop there. A study by researchers from several US universities in 2004 showed a thriving bacterial culture growing on your average vinyl shower curtain. Taking advantage of the nutritious soap scum that builds up there, charming guests such as those from the Sphingomonas and Methylobacterium families have been found. These are opportunistic pathogens who would love to infect any cuts or scrapes you may have. It's probably not too much of a problem if you have a healthy immune system, but very dangerous if you are immune-suppressed. What about mildew? Loving the damp walls and ceilings of your bathroom, those grey spots give off millions of spores. For asthmatics or people with an allergy to moulds, mildew build-up in bathrooms can be fatal. For the rest of us, the mycotoxins, chemicals produced by these moulds, can cause lethargy, headaches and nausea. Showers have other problems. Slippery when wet, many people injure themselves slipping or falling in the bath or shower. Cornell University estimates that more than one American is killed every day from such a fall, most over the age of 65. Now add in the number of accidental drownings for infants and toddlers and serious scalds from hot water, and you can see why the bathroom is considered the most dangerous room in the house. So when you stumble bleary-eyed into the bathroom for your morning shower, don't think cleansing, refreshing water. Think Hitchcock's Psycho with a larger arsenal.
That was Katrina Allen warming under a relaxing hot shower. You're listening to Diffusion, the international science show, live and exclusive across Sydney on 2SER during Radiothon. Subscribe up on 9514 9500 for your chance to win thousands of dollars worth of major prizes, including a $6,000 Asia trip, $1,600 worth of DVDs, a pass worth $1,500 to every gig at the Annandale Hotel.
Oh, And even if you don't win any of those prizes, just for signing up, you get a whole lot of stuff. Mm. I think there's a magazine, a key ring, CD, all sorts of stuff.
Just,
and
just to show you how much we love you.
We do. Yeah. And you also get the feeling of helping out to SEI.
Well, that's the most important thing, really. I mean, it's that warm, fuzzy feeling of I've supported community radio. And let's not forget that it's a shrinking game out there, people. The amount of crud out there being broadcast, and we're this single island in the middle of it all doing good stuff. For the world, for not just science, but across all of broadcasting, get up and call us. 95149500. Doesn't take much.
No, look at the board lining up. So many calls.
That was from the heart. Did you hear that?
That was my
Oscar.
That was the most passionate thing I've ever heard.
I've got a little tea.
He poured it out for
me. Now, I happen to know that there are two people here in the studio today who have signed up. Anyone want to stick up their hand?
Well, mine's up, but it doesn't really work very well on radio.
That's true. Someone should explain this whole radio thing to me one more time. But yeah, two of the diffusion team right here have signed up again.
Absolutely.
And if they can do it, then surely you can do it as well.
Pick up the phone, give us a call.
9514-9500.
I'm quite interested in this other one. There's a double pass to the Pete Ridge Festival for New Year's Eve worth $600.
Ooh. What's the Pete Ridge Festival?
It's a like a big New Year's type party festival, like the Falls Festival type thing. Pretty good.
Cool.
Nice. Then you don't even have to worry about organising your New Year's. It is done and sorted.
Plus, you also get accommodation in a tent hotel at the Pete's Ridge.
A tent hotel?
I know.
Exciting.
How good does that sound?
It's got an ensuite. It's called Field. Nice one. We're almost out of time.
We are almost out of time. So I think maybe I should just thank you all for joining us today on our very special live Radiothon Diffusion.
And thanks, everyone, for signing up. To SER during our show.
And whilst we're doing the mutual admiration thing, I think I might thank Vanessa Gardos, Tilly Berlin, the golden voice of Kachina Allen, and Chris Stewart, who's produced this show and actually had a few intelligent things to say along the way.
Oh, shucks.
If you have any questions regarding anything sciencey, anything 2SER-y, or just anything really, drop us an email at diffusion@2ser.com. We promise that we'll write back. And if you missed anything during our show, you can pick up our podcast, take a look in iTunes, or check out the 2SER page at www.2ser.com. Thanks again. I'm Mark West, and thanks to everyone who called up to support during Radiothon. Have yourselves a great week till we see you next time on Diffusion.
It's not too late to call up, though.
It's not too late. 9514-9500.
You've got a minute left. If you call up, we get a gold star. Do it, people. Do it.
Bits and pieces, 107.3 to SER.